Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Megan, is everything okay? You look sad.
Well, I am sadly. Do you remember when I jumped on the back of a porpoise and we swam off into the sunset?
Of course. How could I forget the time you went and lived among the porpoises for a while?
Well, Lee, I miss them. I miss my dear porpoise friends. Especially on days like today when the ocean water shines just so.
That makes a lot of sense, but maybe you'll get to see them again someday.
I hope you're right.
What crazy timing!
Mother Porpoise isn't speaking with you. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, but it's so good to see you. Of course. I'll help you however I can. I got you into this mess and I'll get you out. Oh, that's very sweet. I think of you like family too. Well, you know, that's classic for you. You're telling me.
I'm so confused. Why is that porpoise here?
Because he wants to be an actor and a dancer and a singer. That's why!
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we perform sketches and songs based on stories written by kids.
And we do it all aboard this rickety old ship in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, that's so funny. No, you know what? I'll tell him right now. Says that you should adapt his little sister's story. It's so funny. It's about and then everybody Oh, I just love that.
Okay. Why don't we get to our first story?
Hi, I'm Micah. I'm in the fifth grade and I'm from Virginia. And this is my story. It's called George's Cheese.
Quitting time. Another job well done here at the jewelry factory.
George Hula, get into my office.
Sure thing, boss. I just gotta grab my pet pig.
No, George, not the...
Hey, Pinky, into boss's office. What's up?
Well, George, frankly, there have been some complaints.
Complaints? About my jewelry? I find that hard to believe, sir.
No, George, your work is impeccable. It's more about other things.
Are you stressed because the factory is in financial trouble?
No. Well, yes, but that's not
why. Are you worried because people have been saying that our jewelry designs are too drab and outdated?
George, will you stop and let me—
Is it because people are questioning your leadership skills? Because I just read a great book that maybe
you should— No, George! No, it's none of those things. It's you.
Me? What could anyone have against me?
Well, for one, you bring an easily startled pig to work every day.
I see. I'll have a little talk with Pinky when we get home. He'll be on his best behavior tomorrow. Now, if there's anything else...
There is.
What's that?
You stink.
I see. Well, there's a reasonable explanation for that. It's because I have a piece of cheese in my pocket at all hours of the day.
Oh, well, that explains... Wait, what? George!
Boss, now calm down. You're going to startle Pinky.
I don't care!
Calm down, Pinky. Pinky!
No, not my trophies, Pinky, no!
Oh, come on, I got you. Oh, you got away. That's a slippery pig. Oh.
Not my jars full of cream.
Oh, why are all those cream jars around? Now they're broken. Oh, Pinky, calm down! Gotcha! Pinky, calm down.
George, that's it. If you bring that pig or that stinky cheese back to work tomorrow, you are fired.
Now, boss, you're overreacting. Maybe if I
good
just...
Good day.
You just slammed the door while I was still in your office.
I said good day.
All right, come on, Pinky. Let's go home. Ah, home. Don't worry, Pinky. Even though you can't come with me to work anymore, we can still have fun at home, right? That's the spirit. Now let's do what we always do when we need cheering up. That's right. Look at my lucky cheese. I'll just reach into my pocket and... Land sakes! I seem to have lost my cheese! What do I do? Think about the last time I saw it. Pinky, I don't have time for that. Retrace my steps. Pinky, I drove home from work. I barely took any steps. Recall the cheese's backstory, specifically where it came from and why it's so important that I insist on keeping it in my pocket at all hours of the day. That seems like a waste of time considering we both know that story so well. I know what I'll do. Pinky, use your keen sense of smell to sniff out the cheese, and then when you find it, wait for me. Because, Pinky, I don't trust you to carry the cheese in your mouth. How will I find you? I'll tape these two bottles of paint to your back. Puncture two holes in them so they create a trail of paint behind you. This way, I can start following the trail whenever I feel like it. Now, go, Pinky. Find my cheese. This is definitely a good idea.
Meanwhile, in town.
Ah, good evening to you, hot dog vendor.
And a very good evening to you, wedding dress salesman.
I must say, your hot dogs smell particularly delicious tonight.
May I say, your wedding dresses are looking especially spotless.
Why, yes, you may.
Say, do you see that strange figure on the horizon rapidly approaching?
Is that a pig?
Why, yes, I think it is!
And is it spewing a trail of paint?
I believe that is the case!
And is it heading straight towards us with no sign of slowing down?
Correct again, my friend! Pig! You're making a mess!
You're getting paint everywhere!
My hot dog!
My dresses! The whole town!
Meanwhile, back at the jewelry factory.
Time to close up the old jewelry factory for the day. Don't worry, factory. I know times are tough, but we'll find a way to attract customers again. Somehow, some way. What in the world? Is that a pig heading right this way? That's funny. What are the chances of seeing two pigs in one day? Hey, pig, you coming to get a necklace or are you just...
No! It's you again! Oh, you're making a painting mess on the floor! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh! He messed up the factory! There's paint everywhere! Oh, I'm so mad! I'm going to follow his paint trail and find whoever sent him!
Hiya, boss!
Ah! George, did you send a pig inside the factory to make a mess?
Pinky made a mess in the factory?
Yes!
Do you know what this means?
That I've had it up to here with you and
no, it means that my cheese must be in the factory!
Huh?
Follow me!
What? No! George, come back here! George, this is the last straw! You are...
Boss, look! It's Pinky, and he's standing by... My cheese! Oh, Pinky, you found it! You deserve a hug!
George, I need you to stop.
And so you
I
get
can...
a hug too, boss.
No, I don't want...
I have my cheese back. Now I am happy.
Well, I'm not happy.
Us too.
Huh? Who are you all?
It's us.
The entire town!
That pig made a mess of the whole town!
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, everyone. You see, I needed Pinky here to make this paint trail so he can help me find my lucky cheese. I think we can all agree that it was definitely a good idea.
George, this is the worst idea ever! There's paint everywhere! All over me, all over my office, and all over the jewelry! I'm ruined! George Hula, you are fine!
Everyone, look!
What?
The jewelry.
We know. It's covered in paint and ruined.
No, it's beautiful.
Huh?
Everyone, look at this colorful painted jewelry.
Wow.
Say, how much for the colorful jewelry?
Oh, that's not for...
I'll give you money.
I'll give you more money.
But I'll give you the most money.
Okay, one at a time. All right, well, I'm not sure. Could you all just settle down? George, what do I do?
Leave it to me, boss. I've got an idea.
2 weeks later.
Hello, and welcome to the news. Penicillin, Velcro, the selfie. Like so many of mankind's greatest accomplishments, these milestones weren't the result of careful hypotheses, but rather of happy accidents. Such is the case for this small town and their now world-famous jewelry factory. Boss, tell us, how does it feel to be an accidental visionary?
I tell ya, I couldn't have done it without the help of my stinkiest employee, George Hula.
And I couldn't have done it without my pet pig, Pinky.
I've heard a lot about this pig. Is he really so easily startled?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Okay, I'm a journalist, and this is investigative journalism here. Okay, excuse me, Mr. Pig. Is it true that you are easily...
Pinky! Go easy on her, Pinky!
George, my boy, I must be insane letting that thing run free in the factory.
Oh, boss, you and I both know that
this is definitely a good idea.
The end!
Wow, what a such a good story.
Incredible.
Really,
I can't believe she said that. No, you are so talented, and I really do think you could make it in Ocean Hollywood, and I'm not just saying that.
Okay, Megan, do you want to finally fill us in on what happened when you lived with the porpoises?
Oh, fine. All right, so you remember when I rode away on that porpoise's back?
Uh-huh. Yes, Megan, we remember. We will always remember that.
All right, well, that porpoise's name was which means Travis, and Travis is here. Say hello, Travis.
Hi, Travis.
And Travis took me to the underwater porpoise world where I met his wonderful porpoise family.
I'm sorry, Megan, but we don't speak porpoise. Can you tell the story in English?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Of course. As I said, he took me to the underwater porpoise world where I met his wonderful porpoise family.
Mom, this is Megan. She's a friend who I just met on the surface.
The surface? I told you not to go to the surface.
But Mom, I want to be where the people are.
Please, Travis, that's enough. This Megan, bring her to me.
Hello, Mrs. Porpoise. I'm Megan. Beautiful cave you have. I love the kelp.
Please, call me Mother Porpoise.
Mother Porpoise? Right. See, I'm looking for stories written by kids, and Travis thought maybe...
Yes, I can help.
So, Mother Porpoise let me use all sorts of magical porpoise devices to zip around the globe, collecting stories, meeting fans of story pirates, and engaging with them on social media.
Of course.
Travis came with me on all my travels, and, well, that's where the drama started.
Mother Porpoise, we're home. Oh, we had the most wonderful time. We saw Germany and Australia and a place called New Jersey. And Mother Megan taught me all about plays and musicals and singing, and now I want to be an actor and a singer and a dancer,
enough!
Too.
Enough! Porpoises don't sing, they definitely don't dance, and they definitely, definitely do not and cannot act. That's a dolphin's job.
Mother, no!
Mother, yes!
But Mother!
Well, let me at least tell you about New Jersey. It's a magical place, really. It's full of big malls and insanely high property taxes and...
Stop this at once! He will not!
But...
That's enough, Megan. This isn't your battle. I'm sorry, but you're not one of us.
Gasp.
She really said that?
Yes, it was crazy harsh. And then she kicked me out of her cave.
Gasp.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
And then she kicked me out of her cave. It happened like this.
I'm sorry, but you're not one of us.
Mother Porpoise,
you're not. You never have been, and you never will be. You come into our cave with your crazy ideas about pirates and musicals and New Jersey. Then you have the gall, the chutzpah, to fill my young impressionable son's head with these fairy tales, these make-em-ups. Fill his head so full of magic and whimsy that suddenly he thinks there's something more to this life than swimming around in an underwater cave, eating squid, being related to whales. Let me tell you something, and you listen closely. We don't need you and your big ideas. I should have never let you take Travis on your travels. Now all of a sudden he wants to be where the people are. Up where they walk, where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Tanning on the Jersey Shore. The truth is, we were fine before you dropped in. Then you came and messed it all up. Now you have to leave.
No, no, please. Let me stay here. I love it here.
I said leave. If you want to train an aquatic mammal to sing and dance for you, go make friends with a dolphin.
All right. I guess I understand this is not my battle to fight. Goodbye. Goodbye, Travis. Goodbye.
Wait. Megan, here. Take this shell phone. It'll let you call me. You know, if you're ever performing a kid's story and you need a porpoise.
Thank you, Travis. I'll never forget you. And I never did forget you, Travis.
Well, Megan, how are you going to fix this problem? It seems like getting mixed up in family drama is not the best idea.
You're right. Travis, I don't think I can fix your relationship with your mother. That'll take time and hard work. But hey, you know what else takes time and hard work, though? Dancing and singing! Travis, would you like to do a number with me? Ooh, shall we perform our favorite song from our favorite musical, Pirates of Penzance? With cat-like tread, upon our prey we steal, in silence dread, our cautious way we feel. A fly's footfall would be distinctly heard. Take it, Trav!
Ooh.
He's good, right? Breath He's sweet. Natural.
Great moves.
Oh, wow.
Come, friends, who plow the sea. Truce to navigation. Let's bury piracy with a little burglary.
Mother Porpoise? Oh, well, how long have you been there? Long enough to see our song and dance. Yes, I know. Travis is insanely talented and has that it factor. Okay, wait. No. You two need to talk this out.
Hey, Lee, what are they saying? It doesn't matter. Just watch the body language.
I understand.
Well, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I saw Billy Crudup's one-man show. We brought a family back together using the power of song and dance today.
Yay!
What's that, Travis? You want to hear another story?
All right, but Travis, why don't you join us for this one? You play the bongos, right?
Hi, I'm Lily, and I am in the fifth grade. And I live in Arkansas, and this is my story, Pizza Revenge.
Pizzas, we have a problem. People are eating hot dogs instead of pizza, and those lousy hot dogs are rubbing our noses in it. We need to get our revenge with our best agents on the case. Pep?
Yes?
Meg?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Go!
I am a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Pep is a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Is a slice of cheesy, cheesy pizza. And we've got a big old problem spreading through the land.
Hot dogs are too popular, which we can't stand. The pizza market's plummeting from low demand. Luckily, we've got something planned. 'Cause people ought to eat pizza and say we're happy to eat ya. 'Cause if they do, they'd say yum, yum, yummity, yum, yummy.
Get the computer ready. Our boss is counting on us to do this right.
See you in an hour.
Bet I'll be done in just a couple minutes.
20 minutes later.
It's not working. It must be a wire.
30 minutes later.
Yes, I got it fixed. I bet it's gonna end up great.
Terrific! Now we can do the final and hardest part of this plan.
Hot dog horrors, yo.
All right.
take a look at this video of yours. Let's pop it in here and press play.
Hot dogs are yucky and pizza is yummy. Eating a hot dog will upset your tummy. Hot dogs are rotten and pizza is rockin'. The things in a hot dog are really quite shocking.
Did you know hot dogs are filled with rocks?
Did you know hot dogs are filled with socks?
Did you know hot dogs are filled with teeth?
Did you know hot dogs are filled with Keith?
Hey, that's funny. My name's Keith. Wait, but that means... Oh, no!
And you say this thing has already gone viral?
That's right, boss. Listen to this crowd outside!
Oh, we'll never eat hot dogs again.
Our video has started spreading far and wide.
We share the truth of hot dogs and the stuff inside.
So fellow pizzas, humans are now horrified. And now only want pizzas to eat. Hot dogs have been defeated.
So now we're gonna eat pizza.
And say we're happy to eat ya.
And when they do, they'll say yum, 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 and yum, yum, yum.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lee.
How you doing today?
Good.
So, Lily, you wrote Pizza Revenge.
Yes.
How did you get the idea for your story?
Well, we were coming home from church, and it was nighttime, and we had just finished listening to one of your stories, and you said what the new theme was about, changing the world with surprising technology.
Uh-huh.
And I just suddenly thought of pizza for some reason. And I thought maybe I should combine pizza and computers to make something funny. And I thought, why would pizza be with computers? And I thought, well, maybe they wanted to get revenge because they're not eating very much. And so maybe they are mad at hot dogs because hot dogs get eaten more than pizza.
And so my next question is, when you thought of this idea, were you hungry?
Kind of, yes.
And if you had to choose between pizza and hot dogs, what would you choose?
Pizza.
Right. And why do you feel like pizza's better than hot dogs?
You can have more choices than hot dogs. Hot dogs, you just get a hot dog and you can put mustard, mayonnaise, and relish on it. But pizza, you get all different kinds.
That's true. You can, like, choose whatever topping you want.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
It's probably three meat.
Whoa, what three meats?
Pepperoni, sausage, and bacon.
Ugh, that sounds delicious. So, Lily, in your story, Pep and Meg make a video, right?
Right.
Can you describe for me what video they made?
Well, the video's kind of like a... ad, kind of. It's supposed to be about the pros of pizza and the cons of hot dogs, so people think, oh, actually, there's so many things good about pizza and so many things bad about hot dogs. Maybe we should try pizza instead.
You know what that makes me think of is how powerful advertising is.
Yeah.
It's like when you see an ad for something, sometimes it just feels like whatever that ad is saying is true, even if it's not true.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I see this ad and I'm like, that's so cool. I'm like, does that really work?
And then sometimes you get the thing and you're like, this didn't work the way they said it would work.
Yeah.
And you're like, they got me.
I think I like the ads where there's songs, because then it's kind of funny. And sometimes they make really weird advertisements that are songs.
Mm-hmm. There's one that I've heard forever. It's like a phone number, and they sing it. Have you ever heard one of those?
I don't know, but I heard one that goes, pants, pants, pants. Then that was a man singing that, and then a lady goes, coffee.
Why do they say those two words together?
I don't know, because at the end, it says that pants and coffee don't go well together. So I'm not exactly sure.
I guess maybe they're saying that sometimes you spill coffee on your pants?
Yeah, maybe that's what.
I definitely do that. Oh, man, that's so funny. Pants, 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 coffee. Like that?
Yeah. But the lady sounds really, like, she just woke up and she's in a really grumpy mood. And then the man's got kind of a deep voice. So it's kind of funny.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can we do it together?
Sure.
Which part should I play?
The pant part.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Pants, pants, pants.
Coffee.
Can we switch parts now?
Sure.
Okay, you go.
Pants, pants, pants.
Coffee. Amazing. Maybe you and I should start an ad agency together.
I don't know. We'd have to call each other a lot.
That's true. We'd have to have a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
That's the extent to which I understand what happens at an ad agency is they just have a lot of meetings.
Probably.
Lily, this has been so fun to talk to you.
It's been fun talking to you, too.
All right, Lily, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Lily and Micah. A big thank you to today's special guests, Allison Pill and Josh Sharp, and of course, shouts to Gilbert and Sullivan. Parents, don't forget to check us out on social media where you can see everything else we're up to, and if you haven't already left us a rating and a review on iTunes, please do it. It just takes a minute, and it helps a whole bunch. See you next time. Bye-bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guests, Allison Pill and Josh Sharp. Today's episode features performances by PJ Adzema, Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Keith Rubin, SJ Sun, and Rachel Winitsky. Pizza Revenge was written by Eli Bolin, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Okay, now where did I put my cheese? Oh, no, you didn't. Give me back my cheese, pig. Not if I catch you first! Get out of here! I gotta catch you, pig! Come back here! Come back, pig! You're a very fast pig. One of the fastest I've seen! I'm gonna... Okay, you can have the cheese. Okay, stop taunting me.